Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
And it is the midweek edition of the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Coming up on the show, we begin with news from betting in the college ranks. This is hard to believe. Plus, we get the NBA last night on ESPN. We've got our Power 5 rankings in the NFL, college football as well. All that coming up here in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, how you doing on this Thursday?
Yeah, good morning. Jenks, I feel like I have a new career in what would be conspiracy theory hunting. Because remember what we talked about yesterday? The fact that my family believes that Victor Wembanyama is an alien. I don't know if you saw some of the highlights last night.
He
might be an alien. 40 points, 15 boards. He looks unguardable.
He's an alien. When your husband said that, Jake, I was like, I don't know, Jake. And then I was like, oh, he was ahead of the curve on that one. And he was right. That guy is an alien. Right. I don't know. And we'll talk about all this. I don't know if I've seen that. I wasn't ready for that game one. I was ready for that, like, game 24. Like, okay, now we're starting to see it. Holy Lord, what a performance. Yeah, the NBA's back in a big way. They have to be thrilled with what they saw. Yeah, go ahead.
I was about to say, like, I'm not going to sit here and say that, like, we're a big NBA show, but I think if there is one player that you watch this season, make it Wemby. Like, you don't even have to watch the rest of the league. Like, I understand I wore the sweatshirt that says I support the entire league, but maybe I need to throw it away and replace it with a Victor Wembanyama jersey.
That sounded like an ad. Listen, I don't watch a lot of basketball, but sometimes
Listen.
I do. And if you're going to do it this season, make it Wemby. Make it Wemby.
Make it Wemby.
Yeah, go ahead. Make it Wemby. He was unbelievable last night. Oh, my God. Also, it's so weird seeing the NBA on, well, the TNT crew on ESPN. Huh, what a night. And we got football to talk about. How about your bet?
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, in 2 days, you've gone from a baseball gal to now you're an NBA gal. 2 for 2 this season.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Look at this NBA
look
gal.
Look at this.
But let's not look at the sample size. Only 2 games, but we will take it. So best bet of the night was Victor Wembanyama, and I had a player prop parlay on him. Needed him to score 20-plus points and 10-plus rebounds for minus 140. This was an easy cash. He finished with 40 points, 15 boards, and here's the thing. Like, stuffing the stat sheet is always impressive, but, like, the way that he did it. Like, mm-hmm. If you were driving right now, whenever you get to a stoplight or something, watch the highlights from last night because they were just mind-blowing. Like, it was wild to me that I get to live in an era where we have Wemby and Ohtani doing these type of freak athlete things. I was thanking my lucky stars.
Can we start calling you Hoops now on the show? Hoops Chelsea? Hoops Messenger?
No, it's just Wemby. It wasn't the whole night. It was just Wemby.
You, though. You with 2 for 2 on your bets. You know, basketball. Start calling you Hoops. Hoops.
Oh, gosh.
No? No. I went to high school with a guy named Hoops. Then he went to jail for a long time. He's out now, though. Good for him.
Ah.
So maybe not. Maybe that nickname is already taken. As for me, I hated this bet. Whatever. I could not figure out what to bet on yesterday. I didn't want to do NBA, so I did hockey. Whatever. Canadiens at the Flames, I had over 5.5, and the Habs win 2-1, so that's a loss for me. As for the Donkster, he had the Flames on the money line, so that was a loss as well because the Canadiens pick up the victory. So for the week, hoops, it's the final time I'll say it, 3-1-1. I'm 2-4-1, and the Donkster is 1-2. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday edition. We get Thursday Night Football tonight. Before we get to the NBA, how about this? The NCAA is going to officially allow betting. Coaches, athletes, staffers can now gamble on pro sports, not college sports. You cannot bet on your own college games or any college games for that matter. But you can bet on the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, whatever you choose, as long as it's a pro sport. And it starts soon, November the 1st. Is this a good idea? I feel like this is a slippery slope, and I'm all about betting and wagering, but I feel like we need to be careful here.
I think there needs to be limits placed, right? Because yeah. I think that especially when you're talking about young men, and especially young men that have an influx of cash, because like think about the NIL era. And like me, as somebody who like pays money into an NIL fund, I'm like, is this where my NIL money is going? But still, like sometimes young men with a lot of money do not make the best financial decisions. So I think as a mom, that's the first thing I thought of was, hey, maybe they can bet on these things, but I do think there needs to be limits.
Yeah. I just feel like with college kids, you know, the temptation is always there to just kind of dabble in something because you're introduced to everything all at once. Freedom, booze, ladies, guys, you know, whoever you're into, you know, just you're introduced to everything all at once. And now you add wagering to the mix, which is fine. It's just that it's another temptation you have to be aware of.
Right. And again, yeah. Like with some of these guys who now have money, because it used to be like back in the day, it was like they would give the football players like a ton of board bucks, which I don't know if you guys had these at Texas where it was like you can spend them at like the bookstore or like the pantry store where you can like get a bunch of mac and cheese. But the football players were like, I have 20,000 board bucks. Wheat thins on me.
What?
But like imagine, you know, these players now that have actual money. And so It just, again, it's one of those things where it has come on so soon and so quickly to where now we have players being paid. Now they're allowed to gamble. And listen, we are a gambling show. Like, if anybody's pro-gambling, it is certainly us. I don't know. Like, we'll see. It just feels like the NCAA is now just the Wild West. And I do think we need to clip off this segment and send it to John Mateer, because I know he's super excited about this. Oh, wait, no, that's just an inside joke. But I do think some guys will be betting, like, on the NFL on March Madness. Or they can't do March Madness, but they can do
true.
The NFL.
See? That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Right there. You know, you're on your phone, and you're like, you know what? I mean, I think the Broncos are going to cover this weekend. Also, I think we got a good basketball team. Tyrese says we're going to be really good this year. Let's bet on us future. You know what I mean? Like, you're not even thinking about it, and you're like, oh, wait, I can't do that. You just got to be careful. Be careful about that. So, if you're a college student, yes, you can now fire up your phone and bet.
Well, and here's another thing. Like, think about, like, some of these college football players who are still probably in touch with NFL players. Because a lot of these guys, you know, probably went to school together. So they're probably texting, you know, whoever and be like, hey, so what's the injury report this week? So I don't know how that's going to work. But again, we will see. The NCAA is fast and free now. So anything goes.
Of course, I always bring everything back to Texas. But I think, what if someone in Texas knew Quinn Ewers, plays for the Dolphins? It's like, Quinn, you know, how are things going? Duh, coach didn't even show up this week. Mike, he's totally...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Fully checked out. It's like, all right, I'm going to fade the Dolphins. You know what I mean? You just have to be careful about that. It's so easy to do now. So something to keep an eye on. And there's been, you know, a smattering of scandals across college sports. Not many. And the NCAA says, yes, we're aware of that, but they're isolated and we're going to keep an eye on it. And the algorithms will, of course, make sure that that does not happen. If it does, you will be punished. I'll tell you, got punished last night. The Dallas Mavericks, because the Spurs all over Dallas in Cooper Flagg's debut. That's what we were supposed to be focusing on. 125-94. Yeah. Or 92, I should say. The Spurs getting 3.5 Spurs plus 145 on the money line. Total set at 226 and a hook. The under hits. We talked about it at the top of the show. Flagg's debut, but Wimby going off.
Lively denied emphatically by Wembanyama.
It's like playing against your dad in the driveway when you're 8 years old. What do?
Wemby three. You bet! Plus the foul!
Call courtesy of ESPN. Wemby with 40 points to go along with 15 boards, 3 blocks in just 30 minutes. Sets a Spurs record for most points in an opener. Rarely am I speechless, but my God, I am speechless after watching that. You knew in the second quarter, maybe in the first quarter, like, oh, this is going to be a special game, and it was.
I feel like I'm the opposite of speechless, to the point where I want to tell everybody about this. Like, I'm in the Wendy's drive-thru, I'm like, listen, did you see those Wimby highlights last night? It's like, ma'am, do you want fries with that or not? Because it's one of those things that, like, if you follow basketball, you're like, something crazy is going on here.
Yeah.
Like, I have watched a lot of basketball, and that is not normal. Some of the touch and some of the moves that Wimby had last night, like, we were talking about this during the offseason. Apparently, Wimby trained with Kevin Garnett, and Kevin Garnett himself, who is a Hall of Famer, was super impressed to the point where he compared his game to a mix of Kevin Durant and Shaq. And that's exactly what we saw last night. It's like if Shaq had touch, and if Shaq was, like, fleet on his feet.
Yeah.
Or he could make free throws. So it's one of those things where you just don't even believe your eyes, because the league as a whole of the NBA is freak athletes. Like, all of the guys. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to an NBA game in person, but, like, these guys look like monsters. They're giants.
Yeah.
So when you see Wimby, you know, absolutely dwarfing some of these guys, and he has this type of touch, it's absolutely wild. Because, Jinx, we've seen tall players before, but they just don't have the handle that Wimby does. So, you know, all around, it's one of those things that people will not shut up about, and for good reason.
Yes, I remember when I first walked by an NBA player or someone who was of large stature. It was Shaq. I used to cover the Spurs back in the day when I worked in Austin. We'd go down to San Antonio. It's about an hour away, so covered David Robinson and Tim Duncan back in the day, and the Lakers were in town, and I was near the court, and Shaq walked by, and I was like, I mean, I'd been around pro athletes, my job, but I was like, oh my God, like, this is the most massive individual I've ever been next to. Just in passing, I was like, oh my God, he's so big. And Wimby is obviously not as dense, but to see a guy move like that is just, Jay Billis, who has seen everything, who's so great on ESPN, and even he, you heard him during the telecast, like, he looks like he's 6'2". Like, what is this guy doing? A guy who knows basketball, played the sport, one of the best analysts in the game, is wowed by what he was seeing. I think we were all wowed, and here's the thing, he's a baby. I mean, he didn't even play the end of last season because of that deep vein thrombosis, so he had surgery left in February, and he comes back. The fact that he has a ceiling that hasn't been reached yet is sort of hard to fathom.
Yeah, I think his head's past the ceiling.
Right.
Past that. And it's wild to me how you combine these physical gifts with what you're seeing from his motivation. Because, Jenks, we kind of followed this during the summer. He had, like, a wild offseason where he was, like, with the monks in, like, Asia and, like, learning all these practices. And you hear the sound bites after the game, and he was saying something to the effect of, I know what I could lose, and now I've seen that, and so I'm very afraid of losing it again when it comes to his health. Because when you are that tall, like, it comes a lot with a lot of challenges. So you can tell not only is he physically very gifted, but he is very motivated as well.
I think it's a good point. And also, when you have someone who is that centered and grounded at such a young age, then all of a sudden their singular focus becomes the one thing they're passionate about, which is basketball. So with a lot of these young guys, and it's understandable, right? You have all these temptation, or you're getting money, and you have all this spotlight. Maybe you get on your phone. You're like, yeah, I'll gamble a little bit. Now it's legal. Whatever it is. And you're Wimby, and it's, no, I have this calm, and I have this grace, and my focus is basketball. That makes him even more dangerous because he has that gratefulness for the sport, and he has that passion for it, and he's going to keep improving. That's the thing that's hard to believe. This is game one. This is game one.
Right. And he's already gone through, like, adversity, because remember that dust-up he had with Britney Spears? You remember
I forgot about that. In Vegas, didn't she, like, try to accost him? Like, crazy Britney? Ah, what's Britney up to?
She was a big fan.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was watching last night.
I bet she was. Probably with security around her, you know, doing
her
dances.
Knives.
Yeah, I call this the Wimby. And, like, oh, yeah, with knives. All right, Brittany, let's maybe we don't post this. Let's just do this for us. haven't heard from her in a minute. And also, Cooper Flagg, that's the crazy thing about it is this was the number one overall draft pick. The Mavericks won the lottery getting Cooper Flagg. 10 points, 10 boards, didn't score in the second half or in the first half. So, you know, a fine debut, but completely overshadowed by what Wimby did.
Yeah, literally overshadowed.
Yeah, really?
Couldn't even see Cooper Flagg.
Oh, my God.
Like, is he down there? Is he still down there? Oh, no, we can't see him. Wimby's just standing there. But, yeah, it felt like Wimby overshadowed everything in the NBA last night.
He was just absolutely brilliant. Game one, what is next for that absolute stud? 11-1 to win the MVP just a couple days ago. I mean, that's definitely going to shorten in a big way. Can't wait to look at the odds during the break. Coming up next to the show, before we get to week 8 of the NFL, we'll dip into the futures market and see which player we like to win the Heisman Trophy. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.